Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rum and Regret Podcast. I am Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
Nate Hussey, and we drink and we know things.
It's a great dramatic pause there, Joe. it is Tuesday, March 26th. Yeah, exactly. Tuesday, March 26th, and this is our trailer trash episode. So many trailers have come out in the last 3 weeks that we just can't ignore it anymore. We have to talk about all these. And a few that have come out that are very near and dear to our geekdoms and our nerddoms and movies that defined us growing up. So we will get into all of that, though, after some quick segments. No Horror Corner this week. So, Nate, why don't you bring us around with a Marvel Minute? Why don't you start us off with a Marvel Minute?
All right. So X-Men 97 released last week, and it's fucking fantastic. Run, don't walk to your nearest streaming device and enjoy the nostalgia that is X-Men 97. Holy fuck. It literally picks up right after the last episode. From 1996.
Oh, wow.
Hence the name. they literally, the animators had to set rules for themselves so they didn't get too far away from the source material as far as the animation goes. But it's definitely refreshed. It looks much better and smoother. But they did keep all of the nostalgia. Most of the voice actors that are still alive are back in this. So like Rogue, Wolverine. There's a couple other ones. Damn it. I know Rogue and Wolverine for sure. Okay. And you can tell, and it's fucking amazing. And the first time you hear "real enough for you, bub," like, yes, it was amazing. It's fantastic. And I just watched the first episode for the second time with Addie, my 15-year-old, and she's obsessed. And I loved it more the second time, actually. A lot goes down in the first episode to try to catch you up, but it can also be a standalone situation, assuming you have never seen anything before this. Because they hit the beats very well. It's very tight, like 33-minute okay. episodes.
Nice. I saw an image of Gambit in like a crop top shirt.
Yeah, yep.
And like the internet's going nuts, and it's like, okay, yeah. You do not remember every guy in the 90s wearing a crop top shirt.
Yeah, like, and the fact that people are like raging, X-Men is so woke. Like, did you read the comics? Do you understand the whole point of mutants? That's why it was created. Like, that's the whole point. Anyway, yeah. Gambit's not bisexual. It's like, you didn't read the comics.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's hilarious. The best post I saw on this was, this is what a superhero team should be. You have the Captain America type, but then you have a bisexual and another bisexual and a shape-shifting bisexual. Okay, you do it. That'll be fun. But anyway, X-Men 97 is fantastic.
Nice.
Episode 3 releases tonight at midnight, actually, I think.
Ooh, tonight. All right.
So Wednesday release dates for these things. And then every Wednesday until they get to the 10th episode. And apparently the last three are going to be fucking crazy, like a, you know, three-part ender. So
nice.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm very excited for that, obviously. And X-Men 97 also has 100% of Rotten Tomatoes. So let's go. At least it did at the reporting period here. So to check that and see what it's up to now. But really good and obviously worth it. So let's see. What else? I had some video game stuff, but I think I can merge that in here. Sure. So Marvel 1943 is one of the trailers that we were going to talk about in a minute. But yeah. I might as well throw it in here.
Yeah.
So Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra is a new game coming out at some point soon. And they still haven't decided what consoles it's going to release on. But apparently the studio isn't owned by Microsoft or Sony. So it could be everyone, hopefully. And not an exclusive. So
why wouldn't they do that? Come on.
I mean, it's probably worth selling to the largest audience you can, as opposed to just one, but
no, that's true. Yeah. No, I watched it. It looks really good. It took me a while to realize that it was a video game. Like it wasn't,
I was just going to say, yeah.
It was not apparent. So it's got, very sort of Uncharted vibes in the way that it's, mm-hmm. that you're going to, you know, it's going to play like a movie and you're going right. to, you know, you're going to play in between. So
yeah. And the kicker there, to your point, we were talking about before the pod, apparently they did a tech demo at GDC this year, and apparently the whole game is in that cinematic
format. That's great. Yeah.
So I'm not sure how they're going to do that, but tech is catching up apparently to what the director's dreams are. So
yeah,
fuck, it might be bigger than we thought, but anyway, so obviously this is pre-Captain America.
That's awesome.
Well, I guess it's not pre-Captain America TV show.
Yeah.
Cause obviously he's in it. But it's 1943, Rise of Hydra, and you've got, King T'Chaka is the Black Panther, you know, with the gold. T'Challa's dad, I think. So, which is really cool. So, I'm interested to see what happens there and who shows up and how crazy it gets, but I'm excited for that. Let's see. There was news of Marvel canceling a bunch of shows, which they did, and a bunch of movies, which they potentially have. But there were a couple shows that specifically were on the chopping block, which is Ironheart, which follows Riri Williams from reprising her role from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. She's basically the heir apparent to Tony Stark as far as the super genius out of MIT. So it's a whole show about her, and we'll dive in more to that, which will be cool. And I think it's supposed to dovetail into the Armor Wars situation that'll happen later with Rhodey and the fallout from the show that shall not be named with Nick Fury.
Secret Invasion.
Thank you, Secret Invasion.
Okay, yes, yeah.
Where the Skrulls have stolen a bunch of armor tech and apparently and that kind of thing. So we'll see how that goes. That I'm interested. The other one is Wonder Man, which has Nathan Fillion in it. So we'll see. I'm excited. I'm not sure how it's going to go. I'm hoping for like a Guardians of the Galaxy, happily surprised, you know. I don't really know a lot about these people, but
did they announce Wonder Man already?
They're actively editing both shows right now.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what goes down with that. No release dates. I think Ironheart was supposed to be late last year, but it's still not on the schedule, and neither is Wonder Man. So
okay,
probably 2025, I think, is expected debuts for that.
Okay.
What else we got? Marvel officially canonized all of the Netflix series.
That's great.
Just series.
Yeah.
Including the Defenders and Iron Fist and the Punisher and Jessica Jones and Luke Cage and Daredevil. So all of that shit's in the universe now, which means we could potentially get all of those characters and actors playing those characters. I never watched Iron Fist because I heard it was really terrible. So hopefully they fix that. It's on my list. Let's see what else. Spider-Man 2. So this is video game adjacent. Spider-Man 2 on PS5 apparently got its DLC and new game plus finally. So new suits and stuff to do, and you can do new game plus now, which it should have had at launch, because I would have played it then. Now I am busy with other amazing shit. Let's see. Last thing for the MCU portion though, another little tangent. Lego Marvel 2024 is releasing some amazing sets. 9 sets is expected to release this summer, and I'm fucking stoked for some of these, so I wanted to talk about it.
For our underage audience.
Hey, don't Lego shame, man. No brick shaming.
All good.
Yeah, people like Legos. I like Legos.
People like Legos?
Yeah, they're updating the Benatar with the new version of the Milano for the Guardians, which will be great. They're doing an Iron Man versus Hulk set, which will be cool. Nice. They're doing an Iron Legion battle pack, which will be cool. So you have Iron Man, Iron Legion androids from Age of Ultron, Hydra Agent, that kind of thing. They're doing the Surtur battle from Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
So you'll get Surtur and Thor and a couple other stuff.
Nice.
They're doing the Avengers versus Loki and the Leviathan, the giant worm flyer from the Avengers movie. So that'll be cool.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Avengers Assemble from Age of Ultron, that whole landscape when they're coming through the forest. They're doing a Spider-Man advent calendar. So the Lego version of that. So they'll have characters they'll have characters from across the Spider-Verse in it too. So you'll get Gwen Stacy and Miles Morales and etc. They're doing a helicarrier. So the full on, it's only 509 pieces, so it's not going to be gigantic, but it's going to be pretty big, the Marvel Helicarrier. And then they're doing a dancing potted Groot. which I thought was fantastic. Nice. It has a handle that you can turn and spin, spin the Groot, which is kind of a big miss. Why wouldn't they make it battery powered? But anyway, I just thought it was really fun. Easter's coming up really early, so toys are appropriate right now.
I mean, not to dive down this hole too deep, but I really enjoy the Lego mini ships and stuff, especially the Star Wars ones.
Yep. I have a couple.
I have a couple of those as well. I have the Y-wing with the gal from the last movie that came out, whatever that was, The Rise of Skywalker.
Rose?
No, not her. It was the bounty hunter sister that he meets on the planet. That they meet on the planet with the little guy that was in the Mandalorian. Anyway, and then I have a Millennium Falcon with Chewie sitting out of the front. And then, God, what was the other one that I got? Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
Nice. Slug one. Nice.
Very
nice.
I have Kylo Ren's.
Nice.
Okay, good. See, no, we don't brick shame on this podcast.
Right, no, there's no brick shaming. Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. I should trademark that term. I love that.
Yeah,
brick shaming. I'm sure somebody smarter than me has thought about it already. So real quickly, since the MC... just to touch on the games real quick. Although I guess we can do that as a separate thing if you guys have been playing stuff last week.
We could do it at the end. If you want.
We'll just wait.
Okay.
Moving on.
So let's move on to the watch list. Nate, to echo what you said last week about Dune Part 2, holy crap, we went to see it, and you have to see it in a theater. That's all I'm going to add to what you said. The sound when he finally rides the worm, like, holy crap.
Yeah, like, that's not a euphemism either. He's literally talking about,
like
biggest theater, best sound you can possibly do.
Seriously. It was one of those movies. It was like Top Gun Maverick that just needed to be experienced in a theater. And man, I'm so glad my wife kind of put her foot down and said, no, we're going to go see this in a theater.
Yeah. Props to Jamie. Let's go.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just saw it still playing at our local theater, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, if you can get to the veranda, do that. I'm not sure if it's still there, but God, it's so good. Okay, sorry. Continuing. Moving on.
No, that's great. Something else that we watched that was on Paramount Plus that had just come out is the Mean Girls musical movie. let me just put it out there. So, you know, when you make a copy of a copy of a copy? So, again, this is Mean Girls the movie based on Mean Girls the musical that was based on Mean Girls the movie. Right?
Jesus. Tell me they address that in like a fourth wall moment.
Unfortunately, they don't.
No!
There are some bright spots. There are some girls with some amazing voices in there. However, you know, think of the theater and sort of having to accentuate the characters that were so expertly brought to life in the very, very first movie. And you have to sort of turn it up to 11 because you're on stage and you really need to get that across. Mm-hmm. They kind of do that here and it just falls way flat.
In the movie about the musical? Or it's a movie of the musical?
It is a movie version, a movie made version of the musical.
So they didn't have to project and do all the extra.
Exactly. So they're really exaggerated versions of some of the characters, and it falls way flat. And
is there a Glenn Coco in it? That's all I know.
There is. Yes. No, okay. There are the obviously all of the great lines from the movie are still there. But again, some bright spots. But if you need it, if you absolutely need something to watch.
Oh, my God.
Don't mind ripping this up. Go ahead.
If you've exhausted the literal years of amazing content out there.
Right. Yeah. I mentioned this on our last cast, but we finished it up, and it is such a great series. Ted on Peacock, you guys, if you haven't seen it yet, watch it. It is, again, on par with the movies. And the cast around, the family cast, is just amazingly perfect. So it's such a great series. I hope it comes back for season two, because it's just, it's really, really good. Also, what else has come out since our last podcast? The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. This chronicles Rick and Michonne. What happened to them? What's going on with them? It's the last episode comes out this week, and it's not bad. It's okay. It started off really weird, just because they had to sort of atone for the time difference and how long it's been and what's been going on. And it was just, it was a very weird getting to where they were going. But as soon as they accounted for all that mess and got into the meat and potatoes of the story, which is about episode 3, episode 4, it's great. And it's really good. So, and the setup for the end is really great as well.
Nice.
Also finished, that just finished up on Paramount, Halo season 2.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It was real good.
Dude, they jacked it up this season, yeah, man. It was did, really man. Good.
Great payoff at the end too. I was like, wait, are they doing
it? Yeah.
Oh, and they did it really well.
They
oh,
did. Yeah.
Did you play the Halo games?
Oh man, I did not play the Halo games. So there was one.
That was for Joseph.
No. Nope.
Okay.
No. Oh,
I did not.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But man, no, such a good series. And it was so, so sad because we didn't realize it was the finale until like 10 minutes to go. And we're just like, oh crap, like, this is season the finale. Eight or episode like, no, eight.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. It was real good. And they closed it perfectly.
Like, yeah.
Oh no, what's going to happen?
Yeah. I'm going to save my last element here for as we segue into our trailers, but Nate, you got some watch lists, or Joe, yeah. Do you have any watch list?
Oh yeah, go ahead, Joe.
No.
Okay, all right.
Nate, well, I already gushed about the X-Men 97, so I'll remove that. But Three Body Problem on Netflix. Holy fucking shit, this show. Oh my god. The opening scene is really tough to watch. Like,
okay.
Oh God, it's really hard to watch. You got to get past it. We literally turned it off and then just took a minute and went back to it and just kind of like, oh God. But fucking worth it. Oh my God, this show is so good.
But fucking worth it?
Worth
it. Okay, there was a comma in there.
Comma there. Yeah, I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. Yeah, so fucking worth it. It jumps back and forth between like the late 60s, early 70s, and present day. And it will fucking bend your mind. Like,
okay,
it's probably one of the best uses of like modern physics and modern science to describe what the fuck is happening in this show. Okay. It's based on a group of novels, Chinese sci-fi novels. And this is literally, the three-body problem is also an actual thing in physics, astrophysics specifically, but it's more commonly referred to as the N-body problem, because N could be any number of celestial bodies. And so three body problem is related to a three sun solar system.
Okay. Oh, got it.
And I mean, they tell you that in the beginning, so it's not, that's no spoiler, but, the way that this show is, I think we've only watched three episodes or something like that. And, I've just been waiting to find the time to watch more because it's so good.
Yeah.
But it's one of those shows where you will watch it in a day. It's that good. Like, and there's, I think it's 8 hour long episodes or something like that, but it's definitely binge worthy. And I don't want to say anything to spoil anything, but the cast is fantastic. Benedict Wong is an investigator in this and is fucking great. Steals pretty much every scene he's in.
Nice.
And there's a lot of other great actors in it too, but I don't want to say anything else. Just watch it. Watch the first episode. And I guarantee you, you'll be hooked. Just be aware of the opening scene is fucking brutal. Yeah. Disturbing. type girl. Okay. So just think,
you have my attention.
Well, yeah, just think of what the PRC was doing in the late 60s, like People's Republic of China was doing to people in the late 60s. That's kind of a precursor to what happens
my opening scene palette after Thanksgiving.
Wait. I still haven't seen that. I gotta add that to my list.
Oh man. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And then we can commiserate afterwards. What is that on? Do you guys remember?
That is on the Netflix. The Netflix. Yeah.
What else? I think that's really it. That and X-Men 97 have been the big ones. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my final entry for the watch list is a movie that just dropped on Amazon Prime. Roadhouse.
Oh, fuck you. You watched that?
No. I heard it was really good. All right. I haven't seen it yet.
That's not what I heard.
Okay. Hang with me here. So just some backstory. All right. I love the original Roadhouse.
I believe you. Yes.
Dude, Swayze, Sam Elliott, Nicolette Sheridan, right? Great. Like, again, sort of the epitome of like 80s, like, rough 'em up movies, just like one of those, just, no. I don't know. And he, Patrick Swayze was built, right? But he was that sort of that unlikely, right? Like badass sort of fighter guy, right? And it works. For some reason, that movie works, right? So when I heard that they were going to remake Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal, I was just like, crap. Oh, they're going to make him a UFC fighter. Well, okay. They're kind of...
Jake Gyllenhaal, too. It's like, what?
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to like Point Break this, right? They did that crappy Point Break remake, right? With everybody. So again, I heard that this was on, right? And I'm just like, okay, I have to watch it just because of my love for the original, right? I fucking love this movie.
Oh, fuck you. God damn it, Andy.
Yes.
Okay, let me tell you something right now, though. All right? This is not... It's Roadhouse in a similar theme and character name only.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Everything else is different, and it works, right?
And Conor McGregor walks like he has to poop the whole time. I heard that, too.
He's got pretty this much,
saddled walk.
Yeah, but and let me tell... Like, he is a accentuated version of himself, essentially. But in the context of the movie, it absolutely works, right? And it makes sense for what he has to do in the movie. Dude, Gyllenhaal is funny as Dalton. Like, he is given just...
He's
some...
He's a good actor.
Yeah. He is given just some incredible one-liners, and the fights in this are amazing. They're incredible. But, like I said, the story is updated and just on par with, again, what you love about the original Roadhouse and what it does. It does that exactly here. This is on Amazon Prime Video. Okay. Yeah. And it's, like I said, it is a great movie. It is a really, really good movie. It is worthy to be called Roadhouse in its own breath. You know?
You just said it was a great movie? What would you score it if you had to give it a score out of 10?
Dude, 8 out of 10, easily.
Okay. So it delivers on exactly what you were hoping for is basically where that score is.
Yeah, well,
were you pleasantly surprised by the product?
So again, when they said it was, and the trailer didn't do a whole lot for me, right? So like the trailer didn't sell me on this saying I had to watch it. It was one of those things where expectations were mid-range, right?
And a follow-up question. Was this a Friday night rum watch?
Okay, but early in the night, so we did not, we weren't that drunk.
Sponsored by Rum and Regret. Right. Do you think that eight will be the regret portion?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
This will join, this is, you know, I, gauge my movies on rewatchability, this is this has high rewatchability. If this is on, I will watch this.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch it now. Damn it, Andy.
I'm sorry, but it is a good movie, and again, worthy of the name. And again, I love that they didn't copy any, like, literally, like, I don't know that Patrick Swayze's Dalton had a first name. I think they just call him Dalton through the whole movie, right?
I think so.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I haven't seen that movie in so fucking long. I don't know.
Oh, well, shame on you right there, because that is a yearly watch for me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Shame on me. Yeah. your annual Roadhouse. Is that what you do on your birthday?
Yeah, pretty much.
Bless
your
Roadhouse. Happy
That's early. Right. No. And so, but this character has a first name. He has a very different backstory. And again, he's, like I said, the character name and the general theme of the movie. That's all that's the same. Everything else is different, and it absolutely 100% works. So I'm that guy with the coffee cup in the campus saying, prove me wrong, man. This movie's awesome. Okay. How does this transition into our trailer talk today? Right. Well, we all saw the Crow trailer, right? This is that movie that we all love, right? That Brandon Lee, just a great cast around him. It defined, like, it had some of the best music. Again, it was voted our best soundtrack on our soundtrack pod, right? Mm-hmm. And again, just one of those movies that for the time was, I don't know, struck a chord with what we needed, right? So, the Crow update trailer came out, and did my experience with Roadhouse make me a little more hopeful for this movie in that they update everything around it and keep character names the same? Maybe? 'Cause this trailer for the Crow isn't bad.
So, did Roadhouse make your, like, nostalgia Grinch heart grow two sizes? Yeah, I believe it did. It's a Christmas miracle. It's an Easter miracle.
There have been
nice.
There have been those nostalgia projects that just don't work, right? Oh,
yeah.
And again, they try too hard to recreate the original and not give it its own breath. Again, I don't know. There's a lot of Obviously, there's a lot of similarity with what we saw in the Crow trailer versus what we saw in the original movie. That is cause for concern, right? That you're just trying to remake shot for shot. But again, if you have somebody really smart behind it that can adjust it enough and update it enough to where, again, you're using character names, but you're telling a different enough story, can it work?
Maybe. So yes. my problem with this is I wish I want the opposite approach. I wish they would have just not touched Eric Draven and Shelley Webster. Mm-hmm. Make these characters new and original, but still have the same, you know, love revenge tale, you know.
Right.
It's long enough since the original. These could be descendants or whatever, cousins from twice removed or something, you know, like,
or just completely new and different characters. Right, like, that's the reason, like, all the shitty Crow sequels, people aren't freaking out over those because they were, you know, it was just like, oh, it's a shitty Crow sequel and, you know, it's Ash and whoever Eddie Furlong was named. But, right. You know, they didn't touch Eric and Shelley.
Yeah.
So, and it just, the trailer looks good. Like, if it wasn't a Crow movie, I'd be like all for it. Like, I want to see this right freaking now.
Yeah. But the fact that it's treading that water of remaking the original is enough to put you off.
Yeah. Like, I'm still going to watch it. I'm going to give its fair shake, but I'm not as poo-poo about it as I was when I just saw the pictures, but I'm still kind of like, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm going to
not as poo-poo.
I'm going to hug my tug my Crow DVD and but yeah, and like I'm interested to see, so I'm assuming they are making Top Dollar and his sister the Wish Roderick and Madeline Usher in the trailer, the old, you know.
Right, yeah.
I'm guessing old, like, rich siblings that are prime bosses, who knows.
Right.
So I'm assuming that's what they're doing, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Laura Byrne outside of Foundation, just to see what else, she does, because she's incredible in Foundation, so... Like that, just seeing her in the trailer got me really excited to see, you know, who knows mm-hmm. what this could be. So it could completely miss the mark, but I don't know.
Time will tell.
I have a tiny like sliver of hope that this could be good, because again, what I saw in the trailer didn't poo-poo it at all for me. Like it honestly, this trailer got me more excited than the Roadhouse trailer when I saw it. So I'm interested to see this. My interest is perked.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, what did you think of the Crow trailer, Nate?
Well, I don't know. It's really tough because initially I didn't want to watch it, mm-hmm. Given everything we talked about last time, but
sure.
I mean, Skarsgård, if anybody could pull it off, you know, it's not like there are some really cool kind of body contortion things that kind of happened in the first movie that he could totally get away with doing. So I'm interested to see that. The meme about Nipple-Eyed Crow is probably one of my favorite memes ever. Thank you, Jovan, for that. Brilliant.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Nipple-Eyed Crow.
For the people on the pod, if you look at the proposed new Skarsgård Crow, he has a tattoo where one of the eyes of the tattoo is his nipple. Brilliant piece of casting and costuming there. Yeah. The trailer really redeemed it for me, honestly. This is why our buddy Steve was like, God damn it, Joe, now I have to watch the Great Value Crow movie. Like, what the fuck? And it fits right in with our trailer theme. I'm really excited for it, honestly. I've been hoping for a good successor to the original, and that doesn't exist yet.
Right.
So hopefully this is it.
Yeah.
And I think, like we mentioned before, there's no way they could ever get close to touching the original. And unfortunately, in this day and age in Hollywood, they're not coming up with any great original ideas. Rebel Moon kind of proved that, among other things. So I'm really hopeful, honestly. I agree with what Joe said, though. I wish they had just put two new characters in the world and continued the lore or something.
Right.
Made it in a different part of the country or a different... country, or you know, there's a world fucking big. Put it in Prague. Yeah. Holy shit! Like, let's go.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm excited for it. Frankly, at this point, I can't wait for another trailer. So we'll see.
Sure. Yeah.
What's the release date?
The action scenes look great.
Yes, it looks like John Wick style shit, which is awesome.
So it is coming out June 7th.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
So the next trailer we can talk about, Alien Romulus.
Oh, I watched that twice today, and like every time I was done, I just did a shiver.
gimme.
Yeah, roving packs of facehuggers in the halls of a spaceship. I'm sufficiently terrified. Thank you.
This looks great. This looks, almost a callback to the original in a way. I mean, obviously there was one alien in the original and that was scary enough, but again, this seems like a worthy successor to the franchise. Joe, what do you think?
Oh yeah, I'm all for it. And it totally just made me kind of feel like 1 and 2, like right back to 1 and 2. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, perfect.
Right. Yeah.
I've been waiting for a good alien movie, because the last ones were like not terrible, but not great.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. So on this sort of nostalgia kick, we also got a trailer for the new Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, what a great name.
Yeah. So good.
I was so stoked for this when they showed they had the poster of him with the ticker tape.
Yeah, yeah, that was great. And then, but honestly, like I was watching the trailer, and again, you see the family, Catherine O'Hara, Jenna Ortega, Winona Ryder, and you're just like, okay, they look great. Everybody looks great. And then you get the line. The juice is loose.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
And that was just like, oh man, that was so good. That was so great.
Yeah. This is nostalgia done 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like if you see the breakdown of like the callbacks from the trailer to the original movie, you see like the side-by-side pictures of like Winona on a bike and Jenna Ortega on a bike. And
yeah.
The house. And it's just like, wow, okay. From the trailer, they knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah. This looks.
As long as Danny Elfman's involved.
Yeah. And that's a good question. Is he? Do we know?
I don't know. And I should, actually.
Yeah. Jesus, Joe.
But, and the choir version of Deo was like, that brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's get the official here on. So it comes out September 6th, which will be great. A nice little end of summer movie. And is it scored by Elfman? I mean, he did Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So why wouldn't Elfman do this? And I mean, it's his original
reason. Why
it's
not?
His original theme too, right? So I don't know. All cast and crew. Here we go. Music by Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go. The next trailer that came out. Furiosa.
Yeah. It's pronounced Furiosa.
There you go. I was waiting for that. Good job.
How they're handling the insertion of this movie into the mythos, I think, is how they could have handled The Crow, right? So it's Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, in that world, but not part of it, right? But its own little side story. So and I said this on our last cast about Roadhouse. If it was too close to the original, like again, put it in the Roadhouse cinematic universe, right? But I got Roadhouse Saga, right? Or again, in terms of The Crow, it could be. Again, a story in the universe of The Crow, not that original story. But again, everything in the Furiosa trailer, holy crap, Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I want to see more in this world. Like I want them to make 10 movies in this world. I love this. I love this part of Mad Max. And just the stylistically, this world is so cool and so fun, like to be mm-hmm. in. So, or give me like a very expensive, HBO Max series,
right? Oh like, my god, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would just be incredible. So like, yeah, give me something here, give me more, because it's just, it looks so good and it looks great, and I think that this is going to be one of those movies that just sort of blows your pants off, and it just seems like it's one of those that you again, yeah,
When I walked Hemsworth the can blow my pants off anytime.
Ew.
Hey, when I walked in the theater, I had pants. I don't know
it's
where
it's not
that
even
went.
A Friday. What's yeah. happening?
What happened? So anyway, I again, I have a feeling this is one of those movies that we're gonna need to see in a theater.
Because
I think the sound is just going to be incredible and play that big part of the movie. So, yeah, I don't know. What did you guys get from it? Did you guys get anything else from it?
So when I saw the Fury Road, like all I wanted was more Furiosa and more Immortan Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Like I loved Immortan Joe and how he looked and everything. And so I'm like, for this, I'm like, I'm going to get so much more.
Yeah, he's in this too. It's
yep. Good. As soon as I saw him in the trailer, I was like, yeah. Immortan Joe!
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to show how he gets to that, but it looks like he's pretty aged already. So,
yeah,
I'm super excited for it. I've been saying this for a while. I can't wait to see Helmsworth play like the bad guy, but also like the cheeky bad guy, but also probably a scary moments bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. It looks like he's having all the fun in the show for sure.
For real.
Yeah. And I'm excited with Anya Taylor-Joy being cast as the young Furiosa. She's killing it. And,
yeah. It looks and great.
Anything she's in, I'm excited for, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, I think if you're going to de-age Charlize Theron, I think Anya Taylor-Joy is the best way to do it. You know, what you said about Hemsworth, I think is right on. I can't wait to see him play. Although he did play the bad guy in that weird movie about the hotel on the border of Canada and US. So, God, what was that movie? Oh, man.
I don't know, man.
Oh, crap. God, how did that come in? Because we only watched that once and I like kind of forgot about it. But, Bad Times at the El Royale.
Yeah.
So he played a bad guy there, but that just wasn't a very good movie. So I'm excited to see.
Different bad guy, too.
Different bad guy. Very excited. Yeah. Very excited to see what he does here. And he looks cool in the trailer. So I can't wait to see. How this comes about. Moving on, we get the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Sorry, welfare. That is
that's
the,
a different
that is
movie.
The fifth, that's the fifth. The fifth version of this when they're all old, right? This looks great.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie, let's go.
Yeah, this looks amazing. The cast looks like they're having a lot of fun with this, and I'm all for it.
Carrie Elwes. I was like, oh my god,
yeah,
and he looks great.
He does. Yeah,
it's like, you know why people don't like you, right?
As soon as I heard his voice, I was like, no, oh my god.
Yeah, as soon as I pointed out to Addie that was a Dread Pirate Robert, she's like, what is Wesley? Like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah, so this might be one that we say in our house is theater worthy.
Yeah, it looks
great. We don't get to the movies that much. So.
Well, Cavill looks like he's playing a complete psycho in the action scenes with his like silenced Uzi or whatever the hell that is. Silenced with a side-fed machine gun.
Yeah, and the mustache just looks great.
Yeah, the stash looks great. And then
the stash looks
like,
good.
They've got the Reacher in there also. And
yeah, there's a great video of Cavill ripping on Alan Ritchson in there, which was really great. So
if they don't do like a Predator style clap,
I know. Come on,
you have to. These guys are so fucking ripped. It's insane.
Please give us that. Give us that DVD extra.
Exactly. You son of a bitch. Yes, let's go. So one of them has to do an Arnold impression. Let's go.
Oh yeah, come on. but great. that just looks incredible.
No.
So let's move into the
next trailer. Alien. We teased it, but we didn't talk about it.
I mean, we kind of went through it. What more do you got? Yeah, what more do you got on?
Well, did we talk about it at all? Because we mentioned it, and I went ooh, and then we moved on.
Okay, no. If you got more to say, let's talk about it.
Well, no, did I tune out when we actually went around the table on that one?
I think you might have.
Oh, geez.
Possibly. Okay. Yeah,
we talked about the Rumo facehuggers, and we talked about the
that was
so
it.
That it's reminiscent to me of 1 and 2.
Yeah, of Alien of old.
Moving on. Jesus. Okay. Yeah. I think I time traveled. What year is this? How many podcasts have we done?
This is our 800th episode, Nate.
Jesus Christ. You guys look fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it's the Joker products. Well, God, since I went there, the Penguin trailer.
Oh, yes.
For the Mac series.
Yeah, give me all Colin that.
Farrell, dude. Like, yeah, dude. I love the way that this trailer was put together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of him doing his sort of, well, this is, you know, this is how I got my start. And then, like, because I didn't know what this was going to entail. And then with, with James Gunn taking over his part of the DC, like, I didn't know if they were going to give this show like its proper due or its proper care that it needed, but holy crap, like, this looks legit in every certain way possible.
Yeah, big, like, Sopranos vibes, like Sopranos slash Godfather vibes. Yeah, I'm so excited for this. That when this was rumored to come out, this is right after the Batman, they had already talked about that it was coming. Like, holy shit, they're gonna show him filling the power vacuum because Falcone's died in the movie, and it's gonna be great. Like, Rise of the Penguin. Oh, I can't fucking wait for this show.
Yeah. This is good. Joe, did you get a chance to watch this?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Bro. Oh, check it out. Yeah. Bro.
Oh my god.
Bro.
Here, I'll mute real quick.
Yeah. as the kids are fond of saying, like, get that Ohio Riz up, bro. Jesus. It's so good.
What the hell did you just say?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. I think I just felt another gray hair pop out.
Nice. Yeah, me too. Hang on.
Yeah.
Pink. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
All right.
Fully work over here by Mr. Tree. Sorry.
No. That was a full work. Speaking of crazy series, we also got a trailer for House of the Dragon.
We got two.
Two.
Yeah, dude. Red team and green team, black team, I think.
Green team, black team.
Yeah, green team and black team. I don't know. What team are you guys?
Oh, Targaryen the whole way.
I mean, obviously. It's
Rhaenyra, obviously.
House of the Dragon. But it's so good. I can't wait. And I've been watching. There's a TikTok lady I've been following for years now, but she's like the most read Game of Thrones Story of Ice and Fire person ever. That I've ever seen on social media, and she is just like, you guys are not ready for what's going to happen in this, because they just called out the names of these two episodes. A Son for a Son is one of the episode titles. I think it's the first one, actually. And she's like, people aren't ready for this. This is going to put the Red Wedding to shame. Like, wait, what? you have my interest.
this isn't Comic Book Girl 19, is it?
No.
Okay.
Find her name, but
okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm so excited for the show to come back. And I just love how the dragons keep getting better, and better. The technology we have,
Yeah. Joe, what do you think?
I can't wait.
Those trailers. Yeah,
I cannot freaking wait. And just give me more Damon.
right. Yeah.
We need to do a fucking watch party for the show, Joe.
Yeah, we do.
What is it, Sundays, though?
Is it Sundays? It is Sundays. It was last time it was on, so.
Okay. Well, maybe we can get the first episode at least, because I have Addie every other Sunday, and she's not watching the show yet. So, maybe we can get the first one, and then go from there. But, yeah.
Joe, you were part of the True Blood watch parties, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day at the
back in the day.
Yeah. All right. Anyway,
I'm gonna rewatch that show. Actually, now that I think about it, that show is amazing.
That was amazing. Yeah.
What is Bill Compton up to?
Right. I don't know.
It's okay.
God damn it.
Sorry. Couldn't resist.
Sugar.
It's okay. We also got a trailer for Rebel Moon 2. The Scargiver.
Yeah, the Scargiver. The trailer looks fucking fantastic. Did you guys get a chance to watch this?
Does look really good. We
holy shit.
I didn't, because I didn't watch Rebel Moon yet, and so I don't want to be spoiled. Yeah.
Oh, Joe.
Well, you know what, Joe? Honestly, you might be good, dropping this back-to-back.
Mm-hmm, 100%. Oh, yeah? Yeah, it looks like the second one will make the first one matter more.
Right,
The first one's a lot of world-building.
Yeah.
Well, Ken and I watched the trailer for the first one, and we were both like, dude, we gotta watch this. This looks good.
Yeah. It looks... I'm trying to remember. We did talk about this, right, Andy? You and I?
We did. We didn't officially talk about it on a cast, though.
Oh, didn't we really?
No, we never did. I brought it up after we stopped recording one time.
Oh, no. Because Addie and I talked a lot about the first. No, we definitely did, because I had notes. I have to go back and find it, because I had notes that Addie and I were talking about how we liked the 75% of it, and Act 3 was weird. Like, there was slow-mo on top of slow-mo, but we liked most of it and that kind of thing.
I guarantee you we did not talk about this on a cast.
Okay, how much do you want to bet on that one, sir?
I will put in $5.
Okay, roger that. Yeah. Okay, Joe, you want some of this action?
All right, give me your bets, gentlemen.
I'll find the notes. Anyway, yeah, so that being said, to Andy's point, Joe, yeah, like a back-to-back would be good. But I need to rewatch the first one again. But this, the sequel, the trailer for the second one looks fantastic. I'm excited. Tons of vehicles and whore.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly.
Is Will Wheaton in it?
All right.
starring Will Wheaton. Yes. I got Addie on that tip, actually, now too. Nice. Like, hey, Addie, what day is it tomorrow? It's Wednesday. No, what day is it? Wednesday.
Cool whip.
Yeah, cool whip.
Say cool.
Cool.
Say whip.
Whip.
Say cool whip. Cool whip.
Cool whip. Cool whip.
Tangent force returns. All right.
Yes. All right. I swear we haven't talked about this on the cast yet. But I'm going to re-bring this up because I feel like if I did say it, I might have said it to myself and we didn't record it. And this came out a while ago, came out a couple weeks ago, but we got the Borderlands trailer, right?
Yes.
Okay. And again, for everything that's been said about the movie so far, I think the trailer kind of holds the voice of the games in a way a little bit. And it's funny too, because with stuff that I like, I tend to watch a lot of reaction videos around the trailer, right? So how other people take in the trailer. And it was funny too, because I feel like there were a few people that got it, like that understood where this sort of exists in the Borderlands pantheon, right? That it's sort of on its own, right? And it's in a way sort of paying tribute to the games and not necessarily telling the story, right? It's telling the story in its own way, right? But then I saw some reactor guys that were upset because, like, this is the first Borderlands movie and we're getting Krieg and Tiny Tina. They don't show up till Borderlands 2. And it's like, what? I don't understand.
Shut where up.
I know. It's like, I don't understand where this movie's going. Right. And it's just like, come on, guys, like you're probably doing this for views. Right. And to be that guy. But And again, a lot of people are having trouble getting past Kevin Hart being Kevin Hart. But
yeah, being cast as Roland, the special forces guy. Yeah.
OK, 100%. But everything in the trailer shows him playing it kind of straight. Like he's not.
Sure. OK.
That's the only
casting that I had any issue with. Everything else I think is spot on, and I don't really I wouldn't say I have an issue with it. We'll see. But
right, yeah
I'm excited
for this. if he plays sort of the straight man with those, you know, like the funny lines that he doesn't think are funny, but right. end up being funny. Like,
yeah,
that could be.
Yeah, that's true. Perfect. He could pull it off. Yeah. Fair point.
I think honestly, it might be one of those inspired casting moments, but I might just eat my words there. Who knows? Right.
Yeah. Note the we don't know. Time.
But again, we'll keep our faith in
7:59 on Tuesday, March 26th, 2024.
We will keep our faith in Eli Roth to deliver an awesome Borderlands movie, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But again, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see it. And yeah, I think the rest of the casting hits it out of the park. The only one I wasn't entirely sure on, just because I haven't seen a whole lot of her work, was the girl playing Tiny Tina, and she looks great in the trailer.
Looks great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, what else, guys? What did I miss trailer wise? Is there anything else that we missed?
I mean, potentially, but that's what I had.
Right. I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Let's see. I had Alien, Penguin, House of the Dragon, Beetlejuice, Furious, Rebel Moon 2, Mystery United. Nope. That's all I had. Potentially there are things, but I didn't know.
Okay, so what's the most exciting one on this list? Like, what's the one that we're definitely gonna go out and see? I mean, we're gonna see all of these, right? But yeah. Like, what's the one that's at the top of the list right now? Like, what's the one that if you could only go
see? Furiosa for me.
Okay.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. In the theater, Furiosa.
In the theater. Yeah.
Yeah. But Beetlejuice for sure. Like, I'm going to take Addie to go see that. That's going to be
great. Yeah. God, I hate to say it. If there was one, if I could only see one of these movies in the theater. No, it would be Beetlejuice for sure. Oh, fuck no, Fury. No, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to pick.
You can see Beetlejuice at the local on a Tuesday. You know, I'd right. be completely happy with it. Yeah, that's Furiosa true. Needs to be in fucking IMAX. Man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's something that Salem needs desperately. Yes. The closest IMAX theater is 40 minutes away from here. That's
Well, it's like when I had to drive to Dublin.
That's right. No, that's right. I made that drive with you a couple times. You picked me up on that times. Drive.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, several times. And that theater is still better. I mean, the IMAX is much larger there. Than it is.
Oh yeah, Concord, so yeah, that's true.
It is more expensive to go to, but
yeah. we saw Dark Knight on that theater, man. That was
Dark Knight and Avatar. Yeah, yeah. Dark Knight. I also saw when Addie was still in belly in utero.
Right. No. Yeah. No. That's when you told me you were having a kid.
No, she was. She was very pregnant during that.
On that drive over to. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, there was one movie that we saw.
Right
there, that. We were driving there. You told me that you were that you were with child. But then, yeah, I remember during Dark Knight. Yeah, that's right. Carly had to pee like 8 times or something like that during that movie. I also got, you know what? I also saw Dark Knight in the Dome when the Dome was still there.
I missed the
Holy
Dome.
Shit.
That place was so cool. I saw Jurassic Park there like 6 times.
That's great.
The sound was, this is before IMAX. That was the biggest screen and the best sound like around. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Man, I miss that place.
Me too.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Right.
I saw Jurassic Park in there like 7 times.
Nice.
Don't be a one-upper, Jobin.
Yeah.
That's funny. I saw Return of the Jedi there when I was very young. So.
Okay, well, that beats everything. You win, sir. You win.
No, I still live here.
Sorry, I was like 5 when that came out.
Oh, man. Nate, did you see Frozen Empire yet?
Frozen Empire.
Ghostbusters?
No, it's on our list. We've been doing a experimental custody situation for the last month, and so timing has been a little tight to get to the theater. I think we might actually go Friday.
Yeah,
because she has the day off and I have the day off. So
We're going this weekend as well.
Yeah, in fact,
yeah,
I need to do that. Get some tips.
There you go. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's still in. I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure it's in IMAX a couple shows a day, but Dune 2 is still, I think, the leader.
Oh, yeah.
In the IMAX theater. So I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews. People love it.
Same with me. Yeah.
Other people are like, yeah, it's too much. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything Paul Rudd's in, I'm pretty down for. And this is Ghostbusters. So
right.
It's going to have to be.
There's one of my friends that I used to work, that I worked with in radio, is one of the biggest Ghostbusters fans that I've ever met in my life. He loved it. He thought it was great.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, and he had his thoughts on other iterations of Ghostbusters that, right. You know, so I trust him a little bit. And he said it was really great. And then we just rewatched, Afterlife.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. With Xander, as a matter of fact, and Xander loved it. So
right on.
He's going to come with us on this one. So
nice. Yeah. Addie's seen them all. She's excited to go see it. Actually, my neighbor Thorson is probably one of the biggest Ghostbuster fans I've ever met. He built his own proton pack from scratch, like working electronics and speakers and everything in it.
Nice.
Yeah. It's very cool. The perks of being an electrician by trade, right?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so I'll have to get his feedback on it too.
Yeah. Anything else, guys?
No.
Yeah. All right. What do you guys think of the trailers that have come out? Let us know. What are you most excited to see this year? Drop us a comment. You can find us on Facebook at the Ramen Regret Podcast. You can find us on X at @Rum_regret. We're also, thanks to Nate, we're out there on the TikToks and the Instagrams and all the other ones. So, Joe, where can they find you?
At Joe Chickadee on the socials or at joechickadee.com.
Nate, where can they find you?
Sure. Avid Gamer, AV1D Gamer on all the socials and your gaming platforms of choice. And side note, still hell diving. So hit me up, but also Dragon's Dogma 2 is fucking legit. Enjoy.
Yeah, I will purchase Helldivers in the next few days. So, just so you know,
it's getting fucking crazy. Just so the reason I say that is there's like they have a game master for this game,
uh-huh. Yeah,
who is like, there's two main factions you fight against at this point, potentially more, but he's like manipulating shit in the back end for story purposes. So we've been like going after these bugs to try and free this whatever thing, but then now the bots are starting to encroach into our airspace, and there's like a report from Super Earth, we are tasking all hell divers to go fight the Terranoid menace and the XYZ sector. Yeah, it's fucking fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah.
The VFX Artist Reacts YouTube channel, the guys at Corridor Crew just did a Starship Troopers VFX watch.
No because shit.
Because they're all playing Helldivers.
Nice. Yeah. That's fucking great. Oh, right on.
Yeah. So that was a great episode. Just to hear them gush on the 90s, good the 90s CG was. Yeah. Anyway, you guys can find me on Facebook at Crazy Drake, on X at Andrew Drake. And until the next time, we have spoken.
The juice is loose.